Well, good morning, Pinkies. Well, it's morning for me anyway. Now, the last time I spoke to you, I was all depressed and sad about the rain, the months and months of rain we've been having. Well, I had my little hissy fit, and I'm over myself now. And it's actually a beautiful sunny day. Finally, we have a real beautiful sunny day. So, as you can tell, I'm in much better mood today. So today we are going out in the Deliverator, not that clunky old truck. And we're just basically using any excuse to go for a drive once again, because it's so beautiful. It's so nice that I'm going to have to put my sunglasses on here. There we go. That's much better. It's quite cold, but it is not raining. We are driving around a little bit of a dirty car, so I'll have to deal with that later today. But for the time being, we're going to go to the grocery store, the farthest away grocery store. In fact, I'm just going to zero my odometer and we'll just see exactly how far it is, whence we get there. So, what is going on? Well, yesterday, Mr. Anderson and I went to a nursery because Mr. Anderson wants to have trees in our backyard. So he was looking at apple trees and plum trees and I don't know what else, cherry trees. So he's very excited about trying to get some trees into the ground so that we can have a little mini orchard in the backyard. He's really filling up our backyard. He wants trees back there. He wants a gazebo. He wants a carport for the truck. He wants a place for the RV storage. We don't have an RV. But that's his grand plan. And possibly a swimming pool. I'm going to have to get a second job to pay for all of this crap. But anyway, he's quite excited. And so he's started the plan. He even has little pictures. He's mapped out where the trees are going to go and the carport and all this stuff. So it's kind of funny. Not the least bit stressful for me. When I come home and he says, "Hey, do you think you can build a car for it?" No, I cannot build a car part. Oh my God, he's gonna kill me, that guy. He's gonna fucking kill me. Oh well, today I am away from the house. I'm out enjoying my car. That's all that matters today. So that's that. So I was, in my last show, I was talking about the mailman. Now, I don't know if I've explained fully the mailman situation. You may have heard me talk about her walking around. She really is a horrible woman. She just makes me cringe every time I see her. She walks around, not very quickly, mind you, like a postie should be, da-da-da-da-da, we got places to go, we got mail to drop. Not this mailman lady. She is as slow as molasses. She walks around with her cell phone in her ear, Bluetooth thing, yakking away, and she mangles my mail. She delivers my neighbor's mail to me. And there have been several occasions where I have not received my items that I expect to receive in the mail. So, oh my God, gas has gone up another 3 cents. $1.35. Can you believe that? $1.35 per liter. That is a travesty. Anyway, so this mailman lady just drives me around the bend. So I don't have a lot going on today, actually. All I'm really doing is finding a lame excuse to go out. I'm gonna go do some grocery shopping. Do a bit of liquor store shopping. I don't know what else I'm gonna do. Tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow we're going to get our teeth cleaned. That'll be exciting. And I'm having lunch with a friend whom I haven't seen. Friend who I haven't seen. Who or whom? A person I've not seen for a few months. And that's another thing. What's the difference between obtuse and acute? I mean, that's a little fuzzy for me. I need someone to explain that to me, too. Oh, you know what else I have in the works? Oh, there's a nice BMW 745. It's not the long version. Oh, it is a long version. With Hello Kitty etched into the glass. Well, that's pretty gay. Nice looking car, though. He's driving very fast, as you can tell, because I'm at 110, fifth gear, 3,000 RPM, and the guy's flying by me. I'm going to take this lane over here. Oh, everyone's jumping in this lane. Okay. Brakes, brakes, brakes. Oh, there's the wing coming down. There's a lot going on in here, isn't there? Sorry about that. I'm sure you weren't interested in any of that. Anyway, so I have a question for you, Pinkies. I have a video that I've been thinking about putting up. It's not about driving. It's actually the video I made of the old superhero's lair. Now, I know you diehard listeners have heard me talk about the superhero's lair. That's our old apartment we used to live in before we bought this pit of a house. Shouldn't talk so mean about my house. It's a good house. It'll be okay. It's a fine house. Anyway, so I did a video. Just get past that dump truck. I did a video of the superhero's lair when it was empty. And I was thinking of putting it up. So if you have any interest in seeing that, you have to email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. If I get enough response demand, then I will post that video. You'll get to see a picture of me, full frontal. My face, I mean. So, if you're interested in that, let me know, and I'll put it up for you. The other thing I need help with is Casey in Denver keeps sending me songs on YouTube. And I know that the technology is out there to be able to capture that music so that I can play it on my show. If anybody knows how to do that, can you please tell me how? I'd appreciate it. What do you use? I don't have Audacity. Well, actually, I do have Audacity. I've just never installed it. So I work on a Mac, but I also have a PC. So whatever you want to do, any advice would be appreciated. So now, what do we have for music? Because I don't have a whole hell of a lot to talk about, I don't think. I'm sure things will come to me as the day goes on. But in the meantime, we should play some music here. And I've got no idea. Oh, here we go. Boobala Chuckala, of course. Gotta be Boobala Chuckala. There's a lot of traffic in the world, isn't there? I'm out a little bit too early for anyone who has any sense to be out and about. It was such a nice day, I couldn't help myself. So here we are. We are where we are. Yeah. Road today. It looks nice and clear. It's, you can hear my liquor bottles rattling around in the trunk there. Oh, I love this road. I love this road. I like this road is that the corners are all consistent radius so that you can stick your wheel into the corner and you can just hold it in one spot and then you can use power to increase or decrease your rate of turn if you need to. It's just really nice. Just very, very organic. I don't know. It's just really, it's just so nice. Can't explain why that's so nice, but it's very fun when you can just get into the corner and hold it, and they're really long sweeping corners, and you can just hold it there in that corner for, you know, a good 3, 4, 5 seconds. Oh, it's lovely. Anyway, okay, enough of this bullshit. I'm going to check out for now. I'm sure you don't want to listen to this boobala chocolate music because I don't want to listen to it either. So I'm going to come out and I'll check in with you a little later. So I know you're all dying to know, but the grocery store is 17 kilometers from my house, taking the Abbey Road Loop. Which is 17 kilometers is just a little over 10 miles. 10 miles would be 16 kilometers, so it's 10.1 miles or something like that. Who knows? And I've also just realized that I've had my microphone on low gain. And so this will probably all be barely audible for you when you're listening to it. So, big bump there. So I have to put this car away now because it's hot. By hot, I mean the police have been probably running my plate. So it's time to tuck it away because if they run you, when the police officer runs your plate, your plate stays in the system for 156 hours, I think. It's a few hours short of 7 days, I believe that's what it is, or 6 days or something like that. And so if someone sees you driving quickly and they run you and they see that you've been run in the last 156 hours, they're more likely to give you a ticket. So I'm going to take this car home, hide it, wash it, hide it away, tuck it away. And we'll bring it out in another 156 hours. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Not too much of substance in it, but I had fun, and that's all that matters. So have a lovely week, people. I will check in with you some other time. Bye.